Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All right, Sife, before we even start the show this week, didn't you want to say something important?
I got a couple things coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being a WANAP fan. Come see me live. Please, WANAP fans, I need you. Everybody's blowing up because of their podcast. Theo Vaughn and Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer and fucking Fuckface McGee. WANAP fans, gather up the group chat. Come see me. I'm doing Chicago Zanies. 22nd through the 24th. Zanies is a big deal. Any Chi-Town people, please come through. After that, I'm going to be... Give me 1 second. I have it here.
Oh, we'll wait. Go ahead. Take your time. This is a good way to do the plugs.
Hold on. I didn't realize I was going to do this right now. And then I'm in Des Moines,
okay.
Iowa.
We got a lot of people there. Sure.
That's one day. That's just the 1st of March. And then I'm in Dayton, Kentucky. Not Dayton, Ohio.
No, that would make too much sense.
Dayton, Kentucky, the March 29th through the 30th. I'm trying to do an event at a dope sneaker store out there in Cincy called, Corporate. So I'm trying to set that up. And then California...
All right, how far down the line are we going?
One more.
We have other podcasts to do by then.
Shut up.
We're going to be on before then.
Ontario, California on the 14th of March. San Diego at Mic Drop on the 15th. Please. Please come. Please, please, please. WANAP fans always love my comedy shows. It's what we love.
All right, let's get into it.
Where are you at? The ha ha hole?
Yo, son.
WANAP is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd out here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I bought a millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. WANAP is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night. Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the show, everyone. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Hey. How are you? Hi, how are you? Hi.
Hey, how's everyone doing? What's happening?
Am I focused?
Man.
I'm focused, man, because I don't know. Last week, the clip Billy put up was...
Yeah, by the way, the best thing about that was that you really did look focused basically the whole show except for that part.
Okay. I don't know if it was Billy. Maybe it was Emilio, but I was out of focus, but it's fine.
Cypher, are you recovering from the big Super Bowl last night? I know you were into it.
I didn't even watch. Was there a Super Bowl?
What do you mean you didn't watch? You obviously were at like a party or a gathering.
There was a party at the Comedy Cellar that I was at, but I was doing shows.
So where was the party?
At the Olive Tree Cafe, right above the Comedy Cellar.
And then the cellar was just in regular comedy mode downstairs.
Yeah, and around the corner, Village Underground. Shout out to my boy Trackstar from Run the Jewels and Killer Mike fame. He came through and hung out. Apparently, he's not a sports guy either.
You know, he did send me a message yesterday.
Yeah, so he pulled up, hanging out. Shows were light, but it was fun.
But it really shows you, you're hanging out on nights like that.
It really shows you that the NFL is just a pyramid scheme, and of course the Chiefs were going to win because of Taylor Swift.
No, that is... The NFL script people are maybe of all the crazy people, they're like in a new elevated crazy.
But the script did come true though. But it did happen though.
What do you mean the Chiefs won?
They're crazy and it's conspiracies are dumb, but the thing they said would happen happened.
Yeah, but that makes no sense that you could do with anything. I could have a conspiracy theory that is going to be cold tomorrow. It's going to be cold.
No. What I'm saying is that did the Chiefs win?
Yes.
Did the conspiracy theory people say the Chiefs were going to win, the whole Taylor Swift involvement?
Did
they win regular or it went into overtime, I heard?
Went into overtime.
Okay, so the script, readjust the script. 49ers got an extra touchdown, put this shit in overtime. Come on. It's nonsense.
The NFL script people, that you're doing the Taylor Swift script, but there are other scripts. But they do it. They thank you, babe. They have other scripts too that are not just the Taylor Swift one.
Right.
Like it's all they believe. I'm just saying, if you're gonna have a script, fine. It's a weird. Let me just say this though: the script writers are weird. They're wacky. Because why the 49ers? It's so boring. Like, why didn't they make it like the Cowboys? Oh, that
would be. Why is the 49ers boring?
They're just like there every year. Like every few years they're there. They're kind of nondescript. Like they're a big popular team. But they're not not the star.
No, I'm saying they don't have a star?
Not like that. They have really great players, but they don't have a star. They don't have two stars, like, you know. Come on, Sipe, you didn't want to watch
Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift.
Well, two things. One, his name is Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I thought it was Mahoney.
Not Mahoney. And number two, Taylor Swift is not on the team.
Taylor Swift's on the team, bro.
But Taylor Swift, do you see that she brought her trusty right hand yesterday?
Who's that? Ice Spice.
Yo, Enough Sun. Enough Sun was in every shot all night.
Is that the guy DJing for her?
Yes, her producer, Riot. Quit playing with him, Ryan.
DJ Enough Sun.
Yo, if you guys were looking for like what you're watching, you're like, damn, there's no hip hop tie-in. I feel lost here. This ain't hip hop. This is all bullshit. There's no hip hop. Just so you know, DJ Enough. Little E, who we used to see running around the radio station, was sitting in that shot. Every time they showed Taylor Swift, Blake Lively, Ice Spice.
Yeah.
Riot was sitting there with his camera out and a drink in his hand, like, yo. So shout out to Riot.
Things are fun.
I mean, that's got to be a good time. Isn't it crazy, though? Like, think about everything Enough did. And don't get me wrong, Enough gets a lot of credit and a lot of love. But he's a bit under the radar if you're not in New York. DJ Enough is under the radar if you're not in New York. And he did so many important things. And by the way, his son Riot is ill. Like, he came up with a sound. He's created production-wise, like, his own a sonic. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
But still, in such a short time, he's doing things at a level of glamour that Enough never, like...
No, not even fathomed.
And not that I think Enough particularly desired, but everyone would like to have, you know, hey, you want to come to the Super Bowl and the number one
suite? So is that his girl? Is Ice Spice his girl?
That's out there.
It's got to be his girl. Has to be.
Boy,
who brings their producer to shit? Who brings their, hey, come with, hey, guy who makes my beats, come with me.
I remember when Christina Aguilera was at the Super Bowl. Primo was always sitting right next to her. She was like, Primo and who was the other dude during that era who did a lot of shit that Primo did too, the white guy DJ dude. whose name I'm spacing on. He did records on the Christina album too. Anyways, the point is, no, Syph, they don't. Normally, people don't just bring produce. So speaking of producers, yo, our friend Mark Ronson, bro, he stole your shit.
What?
I can't believe what he did, bro.
What he stole?
Because he's got enough shit going on, Syph. I don't know if you know this, but his mother-in-law is Meryl Streep.
No. Her son is Mark Ronson. Her son-in-law is Mark Ronson.
Well, but you know what that means?
Is this focus?
You stop
my focus.
Generally, yes. Right,
it's bothering me. This my setup is different every time. I can't get it right. Go ahead. What happened with Mark Ronson?
Well, first of all, Meryl Streep being his mother-in-law. You know what that means? It means he's with Meryl Streep's daughter.
Okay, good for him. All right. Good for him.
Well, my favorite part about that, because that happened last week naturally on the show. You were like, how? I was like, because he married her daughter. But that's not what's important here. What's important is he stole one of your gigs, bro. And I won't stand for it.
What did he steal?
You know what he was doing this weekend?
What?
DJing for J-Lo.
No.
Yep. Classic Cypher sounds.
He took my shit.
That's what I said.
Where is this?
I'd like Riyadh or something. Someplace very expensive and well paid.
Oh, like a Vegas gig.
Well, except like Riyadh, but yeah.
Oh, Riyadh.
Yeah, what do you think I said?
Oh, they said rehab.
No.
They said rehab.
Mark Ronson's beyond rehab, bro.
He was DJing for J-Lo. I never DJed for her, though, on shows, though.
You didn't?
Nah.
Oh, I thought you did.
Only parties, after parties and stuff, or birthday parties.
So when you were like doing like, but you had a little run with her.
No, I was supposed to.
Wait, so take us through then the J-Lo story, the modern J-Lo story.
But look, two Puerto Ricans born in the Bronx.
Yeah,
keep going. You know what I'm saying?
Burn Fat Hill. Joe.
How I got cool with her and stuff?
No, like just what that period was, yeah, where you were moving around.
So
with her.
I met her, I got cool with her because I DJ'd some show, like sponsored show, like I think it was like a State Farm party in the, you know, State Farm sponsored concert in the Bronx. It was like by Orchard Beach, and I opened up for that. I got that. Maybe even Ebro might have got that for me. Maybe.
Okay.
But it was somehow connected to Hot 97. I DJ'd that. She loved it because I was playing like Bronx shit. Like, I mean, there's a lot of 30, 40-year-old Bronx girls out there, even 50-year-olds. And I was playing that shit from that era. Mm. Fucking silent morning. I wake up and you're not by my side. All that shit.
Are these songs like Starting From Scratch was telling us about last week in Toronto? We were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's like, yeah, very like Bronx and Miami are the only people that know these songs. but not Bronx, New York. Like, anyway, then I was playing that shit. She was loving it. So like, then I went over to meet her and she was like, yo, you was killing it. She was like, that shit was fire.
So but you
like,
didn't know, no, you didn't know her already in any way?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Nope. I met her there in the Bronx. And then she was like, that shit reminded me of high school. That shit was so fun. And what's that? I just left it at that. I was just happy to be there. And then I got random calls. Hey, J-Lo's doing her birthday party in the Hamptons. She wants you to DJ like the way you DJed that day in the Bronx.
Whoa.
I was like, oh shit, yeah. So I go out to the Hamptons.
All right, I remember this, and you did her birthday.
Yeah. I go out to the Hamptons. Leah Remini's there, and like,
yes.
French Montana, Joe, Fat Joe, all these people.
By the way, the hardcore listeners are probably being like, Rosenberg, he told you these stories on the podcast as it happened. But
no,
keep going.
It's fine. We're recapping.
That was 10 years ago, for Christ's sake.
I feel like I look yellow. Do I look yellow?
Stop asking about, you look like shit, like you always look, all right? Regular.
Okay, cool. So yeah, so then did that and then got called like twice a year for random, I did the, she hosted the American Music Awards or got an award or something.
Had an after party.
I had an after party, I did that in LA. I did another party for her in LA. Then I did two Vegas. They tried to get her to do Dre's pool party in Vegas.
She said only with Cypher Sounds, baby.
She did one. It was supposed to be like a residence kind of thing, residency, like since she was out there, because she had her Las Vegas residency. So they're like, hey, while you're in Vegas, why don't you do this pool party once a week? She did one, and I don't think she liked it. But I DJ'd that, and then there was two parties. One was her birthday party. One was like, I think one was like a private birthday. One was like a more industry-related birthday.
Okay.
Then I did one other thing. Then I did a party for Alex Rodriguez when she was with him at his house in Miami.
Hello.
That was just a pool party. Like, hey, can you come DJ this pool party? That one was like, I was in the back corner. No one gave it. I was a Bluetooth speaker that day. And then Alex Rodriguez's kids and her kids were just running up to me like, play this now. I was like, okay, I'll play this now.
That's my job today.
Then she asked me to go on tour with her.
Oh, wow.
And the tour was like,
the tour is called
It's a Party. So like the tour was going to be based, like I'm the first thing you see and it's all like me DJing. And then she comes out at certain parts, like she's part of the DJ set kind of.
Like you birth her, like you spread your legs and she comes out of you.
Exactly.
That's hot.
And then I didn't do it. And then I think she got mad at me.
Wait, why didn't you do it?
Because I was on, because I had a chance to go on tour with Che, Michael Che. And here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Michael Che was calling his tour like Che and Syfe or something like that. Like, I was like, build on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
At the time, I'm like, no, comedy. Well, not the time. Still now, comedy's. I have to take comedy first.
Right, comedy first. Comedy first.
So I went on tour with Che, and now Che doesn't even go on tour anymore.
you put him out of business, what you're saying.
And I'm out of business. No, but the J-Lo thing, it was like, it didn't completely overlap, but like I would have missed like three, and they were like, you can't miss any. We need, like, we're on a tour bus.
A real tour.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, whatever.
I had to make a choice.
It had to be how it was.
Huh?
It had to be how it was, right?
Bro, I don't have no regrets. I'm just saying I don't. And then she called me recently.
Oh.
Not her. When I say she called, it's not like
someone
her calling.
Calls.
Someone calls.
Bring.
And
Bring.
They're like, can you come DJ this J-Lo party tomorrow? I was like, yeah, of course. I was trying to work it out. And they were like, oh, I thought it was in New York. I thought they were calling me because they were in New York.
And where was
and they're
it?
They're like, it was in LA. I was like, oh, I can't do it. I can't go tomorrow.
Trash.
Sorry.
No offense. You're trash.
Sorry. Anyway, whatever. So Mark Ronson stole my shit.
So he was posting in his... when he posted
Calvin Harris, is that the DJ you were talking about with Christina Aguilera?
No,
was
it? No.
Not Calvin Harris?
No, dude.
All right, sorry.
What? Back to Basics credits.
What's Back to Basics?
The name of the album.
Christina Aguilera?
The one that Primo
was
on?
Was it Diplo?
No, bro. You're embarrassed.
You said a white DJ. I'm naming white DJs. Was it Ross One?
You're just naming any white DJ now?
You said a white DJ.
I know, but it's
Cassidy.
No, it's not that kind of DJ. He's a producer. Oh, wow. By the way, Ronson's on this album too. Oh, Ronson's on a few on here. But you're confusing when I say white DJ. What kind of DJ I mean?
Okay.
I mean, like an actual DJ.
Avicii.
Again.
AM. Yeah.
Again, you're just naming like club.
The guy
DJ
from Benihana. What's that guy's name for Benihana?
He's not even white. He's Asian.
Steve Aoki.
Yeah. You're just throwing it all out there now, but it's not what you're saying. No. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to the Apple Usher.
Well, what did Apple have to do with it?
They present the whole thing.
What, with Vision Pro type shit?
No, not Vision Pro type shit. They're like the sponsor now.
Apple.
They have it for like several years. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Like, look how it comes up here. It comes up on the YouTube as Usher's Apple Music Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm.
Welcome you to the Apple
Can you hear
Music
it or no?
Super Bowl 58 half.
Yeah.
The Apple Music Administration advises the following performance is rated U. May cause singing, dancing, sweating, gyrating, and possible relationship issues.
That's funny.
Okay.
That's funny.
That's not, you like that?
Yeah.
So, by the way, that was already nice and slow as the intro.
No, My Way.
I mean, My Way. So it was My Way was literally just the intro and like a nothing.
Bro, a lot of the songs were just little snippets, which I think is the way to do a performance like this.
You kind of have to, right?
He killed it.
So that was it. That was My Way for 1 second. And now we're in Caught Up.
Which I don't think is a huge song. But it's a good dance song.
Yeah, when I saw the show in Vegas, Caught Up was a big one. And I kind of had the same feeling. But, I mean, it's big.
I feel like since the Super Bowl was in Vegas and he just had that residency, this is all like classic Vegas, what are those girls called? Dancing girls, like a...
Whores.
Huh?
Whores.
No.
Sorry.
Just that classic Vegas dancing girl shit. I forgot what they're called.
Yeah, like Vegas girls. I know what you're saying.
Vegas dance, yeah. And then like a guy shoots out a cannon. That's some Cirque du Soleil shit.
Yeah,
like it's not all about his performance. It's like where they are.
You're right. It's not exactly what, and it's not what his show felt like, but it's clearly a Vegas tribute. You're right.
This is like an exaggerated version of like, oh, we're in Vegas. So it's like a Vegas stage show, but like on the field.
To the point Sife just made, Caught Up peaked at 8 on the Billboard chart. The U.S. R&B on Hot 100, it made 34. U.S. Hot R&B, it made 58. Top 40 was 16. You're right. This is not relative for him. This is not a smashola.
To us, it is. We played it a lot.
Big song, but yeah.
See, this is all Vegas-y tuxedos.
Are they on the actual field right now?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, he's going full Michael Jackson glove. Two gloves. Both gloves.
He said he's better than Michael Jackson?
I did not say that.
No, is he?
Oh, this is the part that kills me, though.
See, this is not a big song either.
My favorite one, though.
I know. This is a fire song, but it's not one of the biggest. All
right, so do you think it did better or worse than Caught Up?
I would say worse. You talking about chart-wise?
Chart-wise. Nope, you are wrong, sir.
Oh.
Apologize right now.
Apologize for what? For making a guess?
It peaked at 3 on the Billboard charts, 2 on the dance charts, 2 on hot R&B hip hop, 4 on rhythmic. So this one was bigger. You don't have to call it bigger, but still very short considering how big it is to me. I mean, when I saw this in Vegas, I was super bummed at how fast it was done. Oh, I heard some scratches. I love how fake the fans are in the distance.
Wait, you talking about the people on the field?
Yeah, like in the background, like all back there?
That's all casted.
I know, and look, they look like a video game. The way they're dancing looks like a video game.
No, they're dancers. They're all dancers.
Right. They are not. They're not humans. Wait, are these people around him dancers too? Like this lady
right
here in the tuxedo?
Around him are his dancers.
Got it. These are not just friends and family who came to the show.
No. Those are his dancers. And then the people in the back that are jumping around, those are like...
That's his friends and family.
That's perfect. I don't even think that.
Those are all professional dancers.
I think that's all casted. Not professional.
Actors. More like actors.
Basically, actors are people who like trying to be professional dancers. And they all get bust in and then bust out. You think they all get to watch the game after? No, they're bust out.
Yeah, no, they're out.
They're bust. All right, thank you.
They were at the Tropicana by the time the third quarter started.
You're a I got to.
Yo, he wasn't singing there at all.
Not that part. It's background vocals.
It's recorded background vocals. It's not the song background vocals. It's like a recorded live background vocals.
No.
You think it's live other people?
What do you mean?
Because it sounded like him.
Yes, his vocals from the song. It's a TV track.
It's just a TV track.
Every track is there except the main vocal. Oh, see, that's the main part. That's background.
But if you do call, know that God answers prayers. They said I wouldn't make
it. Who? Who said you wouldn't make it? You were a child and they were like, this guy's going to be somebody.
Exactly. And for the last 32 years, you have not been an underdog. Like, you've been.
Who said? They said I wouldn't make it. Yeah, in third grade, maybe somebody said
that. That guy, Steve. Little Stevie.
Remember Steve?
You remember
Steve?
He
was a prick.
He died. By the way, he died. He died, by the way, Steve. I should actually feel bad for him. I don't know why I'm so angry.
He said I wouldn't be here today, but I am. Hey, mama, we made it. Now this is for you.
Mama, you're on your fourth mansion. We made it. We made it, mama. She don't remember what it was like to be poor.
Mom, all your friends who used to make fun of you that your son was a loser, tell them they're wrong. I made the Super Bowl.
Mama, we made it.
Listen, because it's crazy. Her friends were so demented that even after Usher was a platinum artist and was performing at Cypher, like the Grammys and everywhere, they still were like, I don't care what they say. Mildred's son's a loser. Let me see if he does the Super Bowl. Then I'll change my mind.
Mind you, I'm not knocking the Super Bowl halftime performance. It's a very big deal. I feel like it's not the biggest deal of his life.
I think it might be.
Is it?
It might be.
It doesn't even pay. Super Bowl performance doesn't even pay.
Think about it. Everything's about a look. And there's no bigger look. It's the biggest look of the year, every year.
I think it used to be.
I think it's hotter than ever.
Because of Taylor, thank you.
No.
I'm just saying.
No, I think the Super Bowl halftime is hotter than ever.
There's people that have more followers on Instagram than the people who watch the Super Bowl nowadays.
I get it. But if you are a musician who performs, it is the only time you perform and literally the world is watching you. This is not niche. This is the whole world is watching.
So he can't do a performance on Kim Kardashian's Instagram.
Right. If Kim K had a live, and by the way, how many people of her 100 million are actually watching the live, right? She'll have 100, 200,000 watching, 300,000, okay. Maybe a million will watch.
Okay. All right.
Usher, this is, I didn't see this year's rating, but last year.
So all the Ku Klux Klan members that love football are watching this part, or their TV's just on? Are they watching it, or the TV's just on?
I don't know.
There's a lot of racists in America. You would say, so there's some. There's a good amount.
And a very high percentage of them love football.
Love football. And love I'm sure they love the Kansas City Chiefs. Maybe not maybe, the gay 49ers, but the tech bro.
No, but,
the tech 49ers.
Wait, but Syph, that's the thing. Taylor has messed up the whole segregation of political lines in sports because the right wingers now have to root for the 49ers because they hate Taylor.
They hate Taylor. There was a girl last night, this comedian, she was on the show right after they won, and she comes, she's like, the Chiefs won, thank God, thank you, thanks for Taylor. Like, excited.
She was serious.
Never watched a football game in her life.
And she was excited, for real.
So all these racists in the world, in the country.
They now have to root for the 49ers, which I find so funny.
Are they watching this? Are they watching this?
I would say yes.
Do they really care?
I don't know what you're trying to point out.
He's black. Usher's
black.
And
you're saying the racists who watch are not paying attention, so I got to remove those numbers.
The TV's on, but are they into it?
So strip it down. All right, Syph. So 115 million watched, let's say, last night.
Okay, I'm going to say a third of those went to the bathroom.
That's a long bathroom trip. It was 15 minutes.
That's not long. You go to the bathroom, you go to the kitchen, get some.
All right, you know what? I'll play your bullshit reindeer games. Third of them walked away. 80 million watched.
Okay, still, okay.
It's a good night.
All right.
You can't do bigger than this. It is truly the biggest music event every year is the Super Bowl.
Well, they should pay these people. Go ahead.
I think he's all right.
Chill. My number one
show six.
Is this new? He said this is new shit.
I don't know.
Let's hear the inspirational part to his mom, who's currently being yelled at in the old age home. They're making fun of her. They're going, Mildred's a loser. Her and her loser son. He's never played a Super Bowl.
But if you do call, know that God answers prayers. They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. But I am. Hey, mama, we made it. Now this is for you. Chill.
What about his dad?
Spotlight, big stage, 6,000 fans screaming in a rage.
You don't know that song, do you?
I don't remember. I thought it was one of those slow songs that I don't know. Whoa, where'd they come
where
from?
It went from whatever that was quickly into Loving This Club. By the way, Usher's wearing a tremendous brooch on his shirt. You really see a man wear a brooch.
See, I don't like Loving This Club. Who's on Loving This Club?
Jeezy. And now he's one glove. He's now in MJ mode.
Pause it. Marching Band just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think these kids are? You think they're from Atlanta?
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good. Yeah,
I would hope.
That's a good call.
I would hope. I would hope there's a marching band from Atlanta. You're not going to get to see any one of their faces individually, but I'm sure they're having a fantastic time.
And they got to tell everybody.
Yeah, no, this is huge. Because here's what I noticed about last night. The cameras, of course, are all going to be on Usher. But in the arena, in the stadium, there was a lot of other stuff going on that we didn't really see that much as TV viewers. Because while he's performing, these marching bands and all these other people are doing stuff.
Right.
So it's a spectacle in the stadium, different than us watching it on TV, on television.
Something I don't really have an interest in doing. I'm not interested in going to the Super Bowl. I really enjoy the viewing at home.
What if the DC projectors win or whatever? Protectors.
I'd want to go to the championship game wherever that was, but like the actual Super Bowl. If I got invited to some dope suite, I'm in. But I'm not like just gonna like fight to get tickets. To go sit somewhere and like wait. You know how slow that game, you don't care because you don't watch, but it's a very slow game. Like it's constantly stopping. The commercial breaks are long. It just doesn't seem fun to be there for.
I don't know.
If you weren't so disinterested in football, you would appreciate how fun a hang it is. Like I had a few people over last night. It's my favorite hang. Because the food is fucking scrumptious.
With the food? What do you want? Get the food tomorrow. You can get the food any day.
I don't. I'm not a fat fuck. I'm not eating 7-layer dip on a Monday. I'm eating it on Super Bowl Sunday.
But you can.
I support a lot of your anti-holiday arguments. You can't say that I'm going to eat Super Bowl food on a regular day.
You can pick one Sunday in fucking September or July.
But why? The people like it. Why I have to fight? It's an excuse to see people. It's just an excuse to see people.
Well, then you need to readjust your life. If you need an excuse to see people, make the excuse. Make the excuse something in life.
But I enjoy this game. It's fun.
I understand that.
So last night, I enjoyed the food. I was like, oh, this is a good hang. The kind of food I like to eat. 7-layer dip. Buffalo chicken dip. We had my wife made wings. She made turkey or chicken chili. I think turkey chili. We had Fritos, sour cream.
Fritos.
Yeah, the Frito scoop, Sife. The Frito scoops. We had desserts. Oh, it was great. I had gained 5 pounds last night. Now, real quick, I want to say something. This is an important message. Very, 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 very important message that must be delivered. And seriously, by the way. It, to me, is a problem that Verizon runs a Beyonce commercial and T-Mobile is still running with the dudes from Scrubs. that shows a problem to me. That I don't know what the numbers say.
Wait, she had a Verizon commercial?
Yes.
Are those AT&T?
Verizon.
Does she have something to do with AT&T also?
Not anymore. Oh. I don't know.
Whatever.
I heard she was paid. I heard Verizon paid her like $30 million or something.
Okay, she did a Verizon commercial.
Yes.
And then the other guy, they had the two guys from Scrubs.
They still have the two guys from, the guy from Clueless and the other guy from Scrubs and Garden State. Enough, people. Listen, I know Scrubs was popular. I do. But enough is a fucking enough with the guys from Scrubs.
That's their people. That's their spokespeople.
Yo, man, I need a deal. Yo, love me the way T-Mobile loves the guys from Scrubs. That's all I need in my life. Last night they came on and I'm watching it for a second. I'm like, oh yeah, those guys. And then I stopped. I was like, why are they doing this still? What? This is the only thing. Super Bowl? I get it for a random week. I get it. No, I get it. But on the day when you're like, guys, let's get all our eggs in one basket, all our money on the table. Where do we go? We got to spend $5 million today. What are we doing? Call the guys from last week. Bring them back. Trust me. This is the one. And then Beyonce comes out.
I don't think they think of it. It's not a week before. I think they planned it a year before. Like, these are our guys for the year.
Every year.
Every year. They're new.
No, the Scrubs guys?
Scrubs guys are new.
No, Scrubs guys been doing it for T-Mobile.
What, for Super Bowl commercials?
For every kind of commercial. That's their main gig. They went from being we're the Scrubs guys to we're the T-Mobile guys.
I thought that was just like in the last year.
No, more than that.
I don't think so.
You want to bet? We're never going to pay off the bet, but you want to bet?
Yeah, let's bet.
Let's bet. He's doing a little slow-mo dance. He's been rocking an all-white outfit this whole time. He's doing one glove, left-hand glove. And there he points to the piano, red piano, red dress. Yo, is that dress connected to Alicia? Oh, now it blew away.
It flew away.
Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything, but everything means nothing.
Wow, a mini duet.
Did he change or he just took the jacket off?
I think he just took the jacket off at this point.
Okay, wow.
Now here's the controversy everyone's talking about.
Here it comes. But this is what he does. This is part of the Vegas thing.
I love that. So he just did a thing that people like are actually not upset about, but like talking about. That he sort of like grazed her butt with his hand. I don't know if you guys realize, he then looked to the side and held his hands up like, ooh, that's hot. Literally like it's a musical dance. Like it's a cheesy dance performance. People are like, not my girl. Nah. Well, guess what? You're not with Alicia Keys, okay? It's going to be just fine. You think Swizz was like, God damn it. I knew it. I just can't believe people were actually upset.
I know, man. People are dumb. This is a nice walk right here.
The sidewalk?
Nice walk. Yeah, the sidewalk with the swaying hips. Here we go. Yeah.
Hand around her. By the way, he's wearing a glove. The hand that's touching her, he can't even feel it.
Yes, my baby. See it no matter how I try to hide it. Even though there's another man who's in my life, you will always be my
soul. By the way, this is a good short version of this song. Oh, and there's the hug, the big boo hug.
That's the hug. That's a big hug.
All right, and now, Saif.
What is this outfit?
Yo, this is what everyone's talking. This is. Listen, I don't fuck with the internet. You guys know that. I don't fuck with you, internet. I'm there only because I'm an addict. I hate it. But sometimes the internet gets it right. And the slaughtering of this Jermaine Dupri outfit, Saif.
They went in on him.
Oh my! Well, I'm sitting next to Laura Stiles. I swear to God, she goes, "Oh my God, is that CeeLo?" Right there, she goes, "Is that CeeLo?" Then we see a little more of him, and we see a little more, and she goes, "Oh, is that Flo Rida?"
Nah, the short, the tuxedo shorts is. Bang! I don't know what this outfit was.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
I don't know what this album was.
The socks?
Are those shoes like Michael Jackson shoes and socks? Is that what that whole thing was supposed to be?
I was told, I said the same thing. Okay, first of all, if that's supposed to be the Michael Jackson shoe sock thing, just so you know, when Michael did it, he still wore long pants, guys. He wore long pants into the bunchy socks, into the loafers or whatever.
It's Las Vegas.
That's not a reason.
This is a good look, though, like, oh, for Jermaine. What? Like,
oh, you mean being there?
I mean, for Usher to, like, Jermaine is a big part of Usher's early career.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to call him up to be part of this in some way, huge. Unless Jermaine, like, was like, yo, you know I got to be on this.
By the way, you can't rule it out, can you? You can't rule it out. But I'm just saying that here's the craziest thing about clothing decisions in these moments. When you try to do too much.
Yeah.
Sife, the conversation should be, yo, it's so dope that in that huge moment with Usher, such a pop star, he brought out JD, who as famous as he is, he's not a pop star. He's very much ours. Like, he's a hip hop guy. And only thing people are talking about is what the fuck was Jermaine wearing. That is the only conversation.
He produced and co-wrote the song that he's introing, Confessions Part 2. He did most of that album.
Yep.
I don't even know what song he's doing. I'm like, what the fuck is he wearing?
That's all you can think about. Literally, my man could have just worn, just for the record, he could have worn a pair of black pants and a black shirt with some Jordans. No one would have said anything except,
Do the tux. Do the full-blown tux.
Full, if he does full tux, no one says anything. But it's bad for two reasons. One, the actual outfit is horrifying. Two, the way that they approach him. See this angle, Sife?
Yeah, yeah.
Them coming in this way.
Coming down and going up.
It's dirty. No, you can't do that to someone who's 5'4". This is dirty. This is not right. And then it ends up looking like, yo, he ends up, it looks like he's dressed like a schoolgirl.
Where's the Super Bowl? Vegas? Where the Raiders play? The new arena? The new stadium? Mm-hmm. Oh, I got it. Japanese schoolgirl.
here are two of my favorite tweets that I saw. I'm going to show you two of my favorite tweets that I saw. this one for me is, I don't know why this shit makes me laugh so hard, but like, again, I really don't fuck with the internet. I really don't fuck with you, but every once in a while.
The internet's undefeated. That's what the internet told me.
I know. And in some cases, by the way, it's correct because it's right. Watch. Here's one of my favorite ones I saw. It's just a picture of Jermaine Dupri. It says he's a little lad who loves berries and cream. Yo, Sife, that tweet, it says that picture has 5.6 million views. It got retweeted like 30,000 times. He's a little lad who loves berries and cream. Oh, God. Oh, yo, fuck. And then the other one, there was one more. You know, this one's a little more.
Damn, this is so fucked up, man.
This one's a little more straightforward, but I still enjoy it. Gonna tell my grandkids this was one of the pilgrims at the first Thanksgiving. And we love you, JD. It's a great moment. No matter how you cut it, it's a great moment that it happened. I love it. I love it. I just would have, you know, I probably would have been. But listen, I'm not a fashionista. So.
Yeah, no.
They are saying
you're a Targetista.
Exactly. I was saying to Ebro earlier, I'm like, yo, it's crazy though. The white shoes and black loafers is crazy.
The white socks.
The white socks and black loafers. And he said, yeah, but there's like a whole Prada look that's like that. I said, with shorts? He was like, yeah. I was like, well, bang! Guess what? Fuck Prada.
Like, this,
it's
although,
like,
they, no, his outfit was very expensive.
Oh, for sure.
My thing is,
well, Usher looks incredible, by the way. He's in pro athlete shape. You see his arms?
Yeah.
I mean, meanwhile, right now, Usher right now is fully dressed like a woman. And you don't even notice it. You're just like, okay, because it's like cool, normal colors. It's, you can do whatever you want. But once you wear those white socks, black shoes, and shorts.
I think that you should. When the feeling ain't the same,
the look of this thing has changed so many times. I can't even follow where he's been going.
Yeah.
Now he's on a big,
huge.
Yeah, now he's on a big, huge, round stage.
Yeah.
Oh, Let It Burn. Does he do Let It Nice and Slow?
He just did it.
He just did Nice and Slow right before it.
No, just one little part.
He's wearing a blouse and a matching glove.
And yet, still looks better than Jermaine Dupri.
It doesn't matter.
Which one would you rather wear? Which one would you wear?
Oh, I'd wear this
you
one.
You had to pick one.
This
you had
one.
To pick one.
This outfit. One. It would be bad. I'd have to show my arms, but it's this one.
When you fit it in your body, you found somebody who makes you change your ways. I can't get with you.
The Michael influence in this whole and every dance move is so crazy.
That's what I'm saying. I think it feels like it's a shout out to Michael.
Well, the glove is definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, now he's going. Now he's.
Oh. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, wardrobe malfunction. Wardrobe malfunction.
Imagine, Scythe, imagine being in that kind of shape where you're excited to take your shirt off.
Oh, no, he's having a seizure. He's having a seizure.
He is seizing. Can you imagine, Scythe, being in shape where you go, you know what I'm going to do when I get in front of 50 million? I'm going to take this shirt off first chance I get.
How are the racist guys feeling about their daughters watching this part? Okay, this is her.
Here comes her. Her is a couple hits away. If she could find the right records, her would be so gigantic.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about her, too. She is hot.
She's beautiful. So all this is outfit change.
Oh, right.
She's channeling her Prince energy.
Las Vegas, where my bad girls at.
Yo, but her guitar riffs all seem fake, right?
No.
No, I know they're not. I know she plays guitar, but that part, I don't think she's playing it here.
The shoot.
Yeah,
no, she's playing. No, that. No, maybe not that part. She was playing the other part, the solo.
When she first came, I agree.
That's why we don't stop.
Roller jam.
This is crazy. This, the upside down shit. Now, who is this person here?
Are you being serious or no?
I'm being serious. I think I know, but I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know what's going on here. It was nice that he threw Jermaine Dupri on. He had to throw Will.i.am on?
Because of the song, because he produced the next song.
Yeah, like that's such a nice look.
Oh,
like,
wait a minute, though. Doesn't Will.i.am have something to do with Apple?
Does he have like a show with them?
I think it's more than a show. I think he has something to do with that. I could be wrong. But I think he's part of Apple.
Oh, that would make a lot more sense. So, yeah, he's getting his roller skates on. We get her. We get...
This is so Atlanta, bro. Like, this right here is Atlanta.
Did you ever roller skate as a kid?
Yeah.
You did, Si?
It was a big, that was a big thing in New York.
Yo, it really was, right? Big. Roller skating was not a thing in my childhood.
I don't, have to slide through his legs. I mean,
yeah, I don't know if I need to slide through his legs. And now get a random.
This is, but it also outfit change
out of the roller skates.
Out of the skates, yeah.
By the way, when did Lil Jon get in shape like this too? He looks jacked up a little bit.
Yeah, he's Jack. Well, this is what he does. He has a residency in Vegas. This is what he does.
Clean. Very clean.
Oh, Who did this? Who's the MD?
Well, because you love the musical direction here.
No, the whoever DJ'd this set put all the music together flowing into each other is
clean.
Is really masterful. And they're not going to get credit. Like, that's such a behind the scenes thing. Who gets the credit for that? It's really good. It's one of the best ones I've ever seen.
What if it was just a little lad who wants his, his bread and jam?
That's Lil Jon there. Lil Jon's outfit is also questionable.
No, yeah, by the way, we just want to be clear here so y'all know. Lil Jon being dressed like the Gimp in Pulp Fiction is also a lot. But no one's going to talk about it because they're only going to talk about poor JD.
The Jermaine one is so bad that Lil Jon got away with his leather tank top outfit.
It's so, so true. Yo, guys.
And his boots, he has like cowboy boots on.
Is he still there? Oh yeah. The leather tank top while yelling. Okay. It's crazy. This song has really held up nicely.
No, this is the song, bro.
This is the one. And by the way, I found it weird when I went to the Vegas show, which I loved, that he didn't end with this. He went and did like four more songs, and I was like,
yeah,
end with this.
This song is when I told my kids who was performing at the Super Bowl, I had to say the guy who sings, yeah, like they love this song. Pause. Do you know the original, that beat that's playing right now, the Petey Pablo beat?
Dun, 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 dun.
You know, that was the original Yeah beat.
Wait, did it just switch to Petey Pablo?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't
hear that. So that's the original, that's the beat Little John gave to Usher, and they wrote that song Yeah to that beat. Then somehow, you know, it was like a Little John beat tape. So the beat was out there. Petey Pablo recorded his song
Freakily.
Freakily. And some radio stations started playing it before it was like approved, before it was actually out. So then the song got bit and Usher was like, yo, that's my fucking beat. So then they had to go and make, yeah, they already had to take the acapella and make a new beat to it. It's the exact same drums, just the fucking keyboard pattern is different. But I think Yeah is better.
Somehow they made it better.
They made it better, but it would have been that. Would it have been as big?
Sife, most weeks, I actually don't know why you're on the podcast. Most weeks I go, I should just do this myself. This guy brings nothing to the table. And then, wow, I never knew that. That is a fucking gem.
Yeah, I got gems.
And dan 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 is so much better than the dan 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 dan.
Same instrument. It's literally 100% same drums. All he did was mute the music, take the same sounds, and just play them differently. But better.
Genius. Wonder if Scooter knows who did this.
Look at that field, filled with people. This is crazy. So what beat is that again?
Get Low.
Fire. They're very excited. Like, this is all an Atlanta shout out.
I turned the world to the A, man. I turned the world to the A. I turned the world to the A, man. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What? Is he saying jail? Is he saying jail? Jail?
I love you.
The National Football League and Apple Music thank you for watching the Super Bowl 58 halftime.
And MC Light gets to do every read now on everything. That was MC Light again.
Is she from Apple Music or something?
No, she started out doing the BET Awards, then she got the Grammys, and now she voiced this too.
She used to be the voice of the block. They just got rid of her.
Got rid of her. She probably turned the price up. Yeah. Wow. That was great. I got to tell you, he killed it, man. He's up there. It's up there for best. That is up there for best Super Bowl performance I've seen. It's in the convo. I mean, by the way, all due respect to Riri, he bodied Riri. He bodied Riri. And just because I love Riri and I respect that she went solo last year with no features, but it's such a short and big moment, you kind of got to do the features thing. You got to hit people with different flavors, I
but
think.
But you, again, to stress the fact, if you don't have someone in your camp or in your ear that you can get to that can link all those little pieces together and make it, you know what I mean? Because that's complicated to do, bro. That's just not easy.
No, it's not. That was super well done. I'm incredibly impressed.
I want to know who did it. Who should we call?
I just texted Scooter Braun.
Why?
Because I know he was there with him last night for sure.
Oh.
Him and Usher are super tight. He might know. I don't know Luda. Don't you know Lil Jon?
Yeah.
We did the big Sesame Street thing with him.
But yeah, the stripper poles at the Super Bowl.
It's a lot. And I love, man, the Usher show is so good in Vegas, too. I'm so glad I made the trip. I did that.
Speaking of Vegas residencies, have you heard about the Woo?
You know what we should do, in my opinion? Talk about it on Patreon.
Now?
Yeah.
Super Bowl gets main run and then real hip hop on Patreon?
That's actually fucked up, but it's just a miscalculation.
No. You're right. You're right. I was being fake dramatic.
The reason we got to do it, though, too, is because I want to play the Kanye album and I don't want to get taken down. So we got to play it.
I was being fake dramatic.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, on the Patreon, we'll do.
Shout out to Celine Wong.
Shout out.
I met her in Toronto with Cardinal Official. She sent me a long email of how much of a WANAP fan she is. She's on the Patreon. She broke down. She loves the episodes where we just talk with each other about our lives and mental health, talk about hip hop. And that's what we need.
Wow.
Thank you.
That is amazing.
And I want to shout out the one or two WANAP fans. No, a couple WANAP fans came out to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
You were in Grand Rapids at the Ha Ha Hole?
At the Ha Ha Hole, baby. Literally, it's Dr. Grins. It is literally a Ha Ha Hole.
Is that what it's called?
No. It's called Dr. Grins.
But it is?
But it's okay, like, but it is. That's what you're visioning a Ha Ha Hole is.
Is Dr. Grins. Is. Okay.
Couple WANAP fans that came through. Just yelling out just in the middle of the show years ago.
I had one of those at I had a years ago at the Royal Rumble with a guy who wore the original Juan Epstein shirt to the Royal Rumble and walked up to me wearing it.
Respect.
So listen, guys, it's time to get over to Patreon. Patreon.com/JuanEpIsLife. If you have not been on the Patreon before, you're getting really great shit every week, including this week where we'll break down the Kanye Vultures album, Syph and I'll talk about the Wu-Tang residency in Vegas, and so much more. For all of you who are here for the free ride, though, we love you as well. You're great, guys. And yeah, that's it.
Oh, real quick, I'm sorry. Just check my website. We'll be selling the H&M version of Jermaine Dupri's outfit. I got my TikTok shop with Jermaine Dupri's Japanese schoolgirl outfit. Yeah.
And while we're throwing in plugs, if you haven't subscribed to my Over the Top podcast, go subscribe to Over the Top, man. Give yourself a little extra 40 minutes. Syfe doesn't want to talk about sports with me. I had to find one place to talk about sports and all the bullshit Syfe doesn't care about.
With some chick.
So go to, my name is Michelle Beadle. So go to Over the Top, wherever you find podcasts. All right, we'll see you on Patreon on Thursday.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.